excited you're all here today joining us. We're taking your calls in the next hour. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. Again, 877-789-2539 is the number to call into the program. We want to hear from you relevant to the topics we've discussed thus far throughout the show, of course. But I wanted to take a moment because Ken Paxton seemed to just dropped a new ad, and you guys know I'm a big Ken Paxton fan. But his ad is being described as a savage attack on John Cornyn. Take a listen to clip 15.
The senator didn't say who he intends to support, but he did double down on who he believes the Republican Party should not nominate, and that is former President Donald Trump.
Cornyn saying, I think President Trump's time has passed him by. And he adds, I don't think President Trump understands that when you run in a general election, you've got to appeal to voters beyond your base.
President Trump fed that fantasy by repeatedly claiming the election was stolen. The president's actions were reckless.
Do you believe that the president committed impeachable offenses?
I'm going to listen to the what's presented.
It is our responsibility to get to the bottom of what exactly happened due to Russian involvement in our election.
This question of whether there are any ties to the Trump campaign, that's a legitimate area of inquiry, and the committee's engaged in that. It's not a witch hunt.
It is a legitimate area of inquiry.
We simply do not take classified documents out of a secure facility. He's created a circumstance for himself, which is, I think, very, very serious. This one is basically something that he's admitted to a material fact.
Ms. Monaco is a lifelong public servant. I believe she's well qualified to serve as Deputy Attorney General, and I plan to support her nomination.
I have a lot of admiration and respect for Director Mueller.
John Cornyn of Texas told CBS News he simply doesn't think Donald Trump can get elected president. Quite a statement from Senator Cornyn.
He won't be supporting former President Trump, and neither should other Republicans.
You believe the former president's time has passed?
I do.
While Cornyn fought Trump, Ken Paxton has always stood by the president.
He's done a terrific job for Texas and for our country.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, a really great attorney general.
I'm Ken Paxton.
All right, obviously, night and day. Do you want to keep pushing for this rhino to stay in the U.S. Senate, or do you want someone who's going to fight back? And this is what we tell you all about. You got to show up primary day. John Cornyn, and we played the clip for you with Allison, of course, tends to think that those who criticize his record of going against President Trump are somehow paid influencers. Well, are you a paid influencer? I mean, literally the proof that Cornyn has been an enemy of this administration is endless. Endless. He's not MAGA. He's not a supporter of President Trump. He stood in the way, actively stood in the way of President Trump's agenda, refusing to even confirm his picks. Because John Cornyn, he has way too much power, way too much authority on the issue, and he's not worthy of it. So if you live in Texas, you better get ready, because that runoff race, it needs you. It needs you. Ken Paxton's the obvious and clear person who needs to be in D.C. I mean, it's an absolute mess. The fact that John Cornyn had to spend $100 million, I'll never get over that figure. I've never heard of such an insane amount of money to be spent on a primary that he didn't even win. He forced a runoff, and he only forced that runoff because someone, Wesley Hunt, decided to run on the ticket, even though there was not a damn piece of evidence that showed that Hunt ever had an opportunity or there was ever a chance that he had to win the primary or even get into the runoff. But my suspicions tell me that he was likely placed there to pull votes away from Ken Paxton. They know Texans love Paxton, and they did whatever they possibly could do to get rid of people who, well, voters who might vote along the Paxton ticket. That's what's going on right now in our country, folks. All right, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the March Mega Sale, and it's up to 40% off your favorite supplements. We're not stopping there with the discounts. Today only, you could get that t-shirt for $14.99, the one I keep talking about, the America 250 t-shirt. It's a limited time edition, and it's 60% off, and it ends in just a few hours. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and snag it before it's too late.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, let's get up the third hour program. By taking your calls, if you want to join the show, the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That's the number you're going to call into if you want to join the hold. We'll be taking your calls throughout the third hour of the program. I want to make sure you saw this, though. First one up on my list of stories to tell you all about. This one has to do with the White House. The White House was not happy with ABC News, and it took them a while to respond to ABC News' report that there was a message that was pushed out by the FBI to local law enforcement agencies throughout California, which warned them about the Iranian sleeper cell threats. Now, the White House came out yesterday and they provided the public after this, I mean, I'd say it was unchecked for over 24 hours. The White House put out the exact email that was sent out to those agencies. And there was one key word missing in ABC's report. ABC forgot to use the word unverified. Unverified. So obviously that was pushed out there. And now you have the White House going after ABC. And I don't really, I mean, I get the difference between a verified and an unverified type of tip being pushed out there. But folks, I don't understand why they were so aggressive on this, probably because they don't want us talking about the sleeper cell threat. Caroline Leavitt putting out this morning after ABC News corrected their report, saying thank you to ABC News for issuing a correction. The problem, the original misleading story received 100 million views. And panicked people across the country. You know what panicked people across the country? The four Islamic terrorist attacks we saw play out over the last few days. You're not crazy for being in panic mode. This is the problem. They don't want to cause panic. Well, would you rather people be prepared than not prepared? See, the problem is you would have to say, okay, sleeper cells landed under the Biden regime. DHS only captured about 7.8% of those. So why would President Trump lead an attack in Iran when we haven't captured all of these toxic people who are here to just destroy us, kill us off? And if there is a sleeper cell that is activated, then obviously this would reflect negatively on the Biden administration, but also the left would use it and push it to go after the Trump administration for launching these attacks. And so I get it. But you can't really go after them. Okay, yeah, the main story got 10 million views and the correction received only 100,000. But you probably could have corrected it sooner, right? You probably could have jumped on the call with someone over at the FBI and said, hey, get me a copy of that email. Let me see it myself. And you could have stopped the story from going viral and probably 1 million, 2 million views. So the fault doesn't always just lie on the corporate media. And you have to be fair when you call it out. You can't just sit there and I can't, obviously I bashed them enough. You all know that. But you got to be fair. This is up to the comms team over at the White House, over at the FBI, for not going out there and putting out a statement immediately once that report came out. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, also weighing in on the ABC News report in clip 12. Take a listen.
Secretary Hegseth, Mary Margaret with Daily Wire. Thank you both for the update. ABC News has updated its story from yesterday, clarifying that the FBI report on Iran possibly striking California was unverified. I just want to ask you, what impact did that original reporting have on the public, and does Iran even have the ability to conduct such a strike? And then just really quickly on another note, What role did Vice President Vance play in counseling the president on this conflict? Can you speak to some of the media reporting suggesting that there is a division there?
That reporting on California obviously had no impact on us. Also, we're used to bad reporting. We're used to ill-informed reporting. And so it doesn't change how we operate, but we engage with it to prove that it's not true, as CENTCOM has done so well. Ultimately, I look at the reports on a daily basis of threat. Our interagency's all over it. My partners across government are all over looking for indications and warnings, keeping the American people safe. There's a lot of things Iran has said it can do for a long time, thankfully, including engaging their proxies and getting them involved in the fight, which they haven't been able to do. So we're watching that very closely. And as far as the.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. But folks, the push, I'm not going to put the push all over on ABC News. Yeah, they missed a word, unverified. I get it. That's a big word to miss out on. But the reality of it is you're not causing a big panic by telling Americans to be prepared for what might actually happen, telling law enforcement agencies to be prepared for what might actually happen. It's common sense. It's common sense. This one got me fired up this morning. Michael Knowles is asking Speaker Mike Johnson about the midterms. And in clip 8, Mike Johnson seems to, I guess he has to sell you on midterms as if Republicans are going to win by a landslide. But take a listen to this.
There are 237 days till the midterms, but who's counting? Typically, in an off year after a presidential election, especially if you win really big like we did last time, you face daunting odds.
Right.
The poll numbers seem to be getting worse. There seems to be a chasm between political reality on the economy, on foreign policy, and everything in between, and perception. Major chasm, widening chasm. How do we fix that in 237 days?
With a big dose of reality and with a clear message, and we're working on both of those things. The first ingredient is to have great candidates, and we recruited extraordinary people to go flip blue seats to red this cycle. And, of course, our incumbents and all those who have been part of the big successes of the last year and a half almost as we go into the election cycle are going to be out talking about their record of success. It truly is promises made and promises kept. I've made the case that the first year of the Trump administration was arguably the most productive and successful in at least the modern era. I think one of the top five in the history of Congress, and I'm a student of all this, because of all the substance and the big things that we passed and got it signed into law. Now, there is an incredible media bias, as you know, and the mainstream media, the legacy media, every day literally repeats almost verbatim the talking points of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, as crazy as they are, and they try to censor and silence our viewpoint in various ways, as you know. And so we've got to break through that and get the reality to the people. So it will be a lot of direct candidate-to-constituent discussion. They're going to be doing the candidate forums and the town halls and all that to go out and share our message. We gathered here at this work session. This conference over the last couple of days was to talk about how to do that effectively. So, look, I'm very bullish about the midterms. I'm absolutely convinced we are going to win the midterms and grow the majority.
All right, let me step in on this because it's a word salad you don't want to hear. But the reality of it is Mike Johnson has midterms to sell you. And he's telling you, oh, we got these great candidates. What he's not telling you is nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. Nothing's changed. And so to sit here and to pretend like something's changed somehow, some way, no, we're not doing this. We're not going to sit here and pretend like the rally is all about these great candidates that you now place into these seats. It's not the case. It's not the case. The other thing Mike Johnson wants to tell the American people about, specifically Hispanic voters, is they're going to wrangle in those mass deportation promises that they made you. In clip 10, we played this for you early in the week, but I want to play it again because now it's starting to get some more momentum in regards to what's going on. With the new rhetoric that's being spewed by House Republicans and Republicans all across the map. Take a listen to Mike Johnson and what he says here.
Future. We got a little hiccup with some of the Hispanic and Latino voters for certain because some of the immigration enforcement was viewed to be overzealous and, you know, everybody can describe it differently. But here's the good news. We're in a course correction mode right now. We're going to have a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Mark Wayne Mullen is going to be do a great job in that role. I'm sure that he'll be confirmed by the Senate. He's a thoughtful guy. He'll bring a thoughtful approach. You have somebody like Tom Homan, who has 40 years experience in the field and was decorated by former Democrat presidents for his acumen and expertise. And he went into Minneapolis and brought calm to the chaos there. That's what you're going to see. And
As you heard Speaker Johnson say, oh, it's just a little course correction. Because the first year deportations were so significant. There weren't that many deportations, folks. We are nowhere near Barack Obama numbers. And the reality of it is they have to now try to win the Hispanic vote. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? You won the White House. You won the House. You won the Senate on the promise that there was going to be mass deportations. And guess what? Now they're backing out of that. There was a report that just was dropped over at the National Pulse that we believe now that there's been about 19 million illegal aliens that are brought into the country. 19 million. Federation of American Immigration Reform is who is putting that number out there now. Now they're living amongst us. That's really exciting news. Really exciting news. And of course, the foreign-born population's booming. This is the American dream. 19 million illegals. And then we have an administration now that's trying to play nice because they deem that mass deportations isn't going well PR-wise. It's not going to go well for us in the major elections. You know, I'd say it's not going to go well for you making campaign promises and then not actually carrying through with those promises. In fact, I think you're going to piss off your base who's not going to show up to vote for you. We keep hearing, oh, the black pillars, the black pillars. Well, we're feeling a little black-pilled these days. You know why? Because there is a lack of commitment to the campaign promises that are laid out. We knew mass deportations were going to be sloppy. It was up to you to have a PR campaign in place to push back against the mainstream media. And the public pressure, there barely is any. Folks, it's all the corporate media and the deep state operatives, Democrats, they all operate on this fake outrage campaign to pretend like we're all outraged that mass deportations killed two liberals. The American people aren't going to settle for anything less. And this administration needs to get real with this. You promised us mass deportations. We're not going to sit there and show up on election day if you are unable to meet that commitment. It's not black pillars. It's Americans who are sitting at home right now wondering, what the hell have you done over these last few months? And they're comparing the numbers to those of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and they're saying, but you actually ran on this issue. No, now we only go after the illegal aliens that are criminals. Most of us actually think that all of them are criminals because they violated our immigration laws. But we have to wait for them to commit another crime when they're released into our country before we actually go after them. That's what's looking like it's going on right now. And so there's that. All right, let's get to some callers right now. Jay in Indiana is first on the line. Jay, welcome to the show.
Sorry.
Hi, Jay.
One sec. How you doing? I'm actually in Kentucky now. You there?
Jay, yes, you're on the air. Come on, let's go.
Okay. I was thinking what's his name there? Archie Bunker says, put everyone on a plane, give everybody a weapon with one bullet. And this way here, if anyone wants to cause one bullet, and he's facing 300 people sitting in their seats with a bullet, so that'll slow down any problems on the airlines and do away with the TSA.
Jay, I'm confused, and I'm struggling to hear you. You're repeat what you just said.
Well, if everyone on an airplane was issued a weapon with one bullet.
I mean,
if anybody on the airplane gave a hard time to anyone, he's only got one bullet. But everyone on the airplane has a bullet, so they could kind of point their weapon at him and it would slow him down.
Thanks, Jay. I don't see that being safe. I mean, with all the videos of all the mentally ill people flying these days, I probably wouldn't want them to have a bullet at all. I wouldn't want them to have a gun on them, even if it's just one. There's too many mentally ill people flying these days on flights. Jay, thank you for joining us. Let's get to Nathan in Michigan. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Nathan, yes. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I got three things real quick I want to get. First of all, we're going to miss you. Enjoyed your professionalism and the great sources you have.
Thank you.
And
Nathan,
I may call in again next week to tell you goodbye. Secondly, Iran is so everything is being focused on Iran right now. And one of the things that I keep thinking about is China. Why aren't we talking about that? Remember all those Chinese military-age men that come in that basically look like they're in formation, not to mention the Chinese balloon, not to mention UPenn, Biden, China, all these, and then not to mention the Chinese-owned land everywhere, and there's the Red-Green Alliance. Why don't we, I mean, I kind of feel like China's in our blind spot now, and I think that they're there to pounce as well. And I stay strapped everywhere I go, so I'm always alert to what's going on around me. And I don't think that we're, I think we're being tunnel vision with Iran. And me personally, I'm not happy with the Iran deal going on right now. I feel like we haven't secured our own homeland before diving into this. We have so many illegals that came here that are unvetted that we don't know about. And it, and not only that, how much of our, we have depleted so much of our arms. Like, everybody's like, oh, we got infinite arms. How that, that's impossible. We don't have infinite missiles and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just feel like we're getting weakened by all of this, and we're not paying attention to everything. And then thirdly, it's the voting. So we X is a bubble compared to the real world. When I talk to people in the real world, they don't want to vote no more. They're so tired of being lied to. And I tell them, I'm like, hey, we got to vote. I understand your frustration. But people that aren't as in the know as we are, like paying attention to real world events and everything, they don't have that knowledge of we still have to vote. They have just been just beat down because they think that their votes don't count no more. They don't see Republicans are just a bunch of rhinos. I live here in Michigan, and it's a joke. I mean, you've seen Gretchen Whitmer up there and Alyssa Slotkin. I mean, she won her race because of election fraud. There's no other way. She got her seat the day after the election was done, and it just, the Republicans don't follow through on anything. And I'm honestly, in my own opinion, I kind of feel like it is just they're trying to control the destruction of our country, and they're looting us, and they're taking our money. And I'm sorry, I'm not a a person that hates Jews or Israel. I'm a Christian, and I see how Israel does control our government. And I don't think, I don't care if it's Israel, Venezuela, Mexico, Germany, Asia, Russia, no foreign country should be controlling our policy. I am an American first. And do I support? I don't want bad things to happen, people. And that's where we get caught in this binary crap all the time. And I'm so tired of it. Like, oh, you're with the Muslims. Oh, you're with the Jews. And I listen to Alex talk, and I'm with him on that 100%, because we can't have a legitimate conversation unless you want to get called names. And to me, that's just a low IQ argument, and I don't even want to waste my time with people like that. And so that's my piece today. And it's snowing here in Michigan, and we're having a blizzard again, and I'm so tired of winter. So,
Nathan, I know, I'm with you on that. Listen, I mean, I left New York because I couldn't stand the weather. So yes, and I get it. I mean, I agree with you. It's so frustrating to see take place, and I don't like the... If you feel one way about an issue, they just assume that you're super on the other side of the issue. The push, if you're, you know, anti-Islam moving into your country, you somehow are siding with Israel. It's becoming too much. I think most Americans would agree with that, Nathan. It's turning a lot of people away from the political discussion too. And I think it creates more people who aren't very fond of Israel, or aren't really fond of the Middle East, the Middle Eastern countries specifically, that are continuing to send their people to our country to invade what they call them refugees. So yeah, Nathan, I'm on board, and I think you're 1,000% correct. Good luck with the snow, though. Good luck with the snow. Let's turn to Tutu right now in Wisconsin. Tutu, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, Brianna?
Good, how are you?
Oh, great, great. Happy Friday. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Iran war. Mm-hmm. And Trump, President Trump, first of all, I think there's like, should take note that, you know, we've been back and forth in history every about 500 years, you know, between the Persian Empire, Arabic empires, and the Byzantine or the Romans. It seems like every 500 years it switches, you know, if you look back in the history books. And I think this is just another grand cycle of that, to kind of look behind the curtain. And with President Trump, it's like a look behind the curtain, kind of like Toto from The Wizard of Oz, on how these previous wars could have been fought. You know, we had the Iraq War, finding Saddam Hussein, you know, and then finding bin Laden with Obama. You know, it took like 9 years and 6 years, respectively. You know, Maduro and Khomeini were gotten in like 2 hours. You know, I wish these wars, I mean, all wars were fought like this one, where it was a little quicker. Now, granted, we have AI nowadays and the tech is better, so maybe it just wasn't a possibility back then. But I think that deserves a notation with this current conflict slash war going on. And then regarding nuclear bombs in Iran, do you know who the, Brianna, who the only person to drop a nuclear bomb is? Do you know anything about him?
Specifically the individual? No.
It was President Truman.
Yeah.
He was the one who gave the order. And if you look into him, he's one of the only, like, well, we had a couple of them, actually. Mm-hmm. Actually, a bunch of them. A Masonic president. You know, George Washington was a Mason, Ben Franklin. And Truman was an open Mason. There's pictures on Google with him in the whole outfit. And he was the one who ordered the dropping of the atomic bomb. And there's been rumors that conspiracy theories, you know, that President Trump is a Mason, because there's been a couple times when he wore the apron at McDonald's. There was a ceremony at a school that was Masonic symbolism. When he went to Tokyo recently, to Japan, they welcomed him on the checkerboard floor. And I think it's a possibility, you know, if he is a Mason, that they're gutsy enough to use the atomic bomb, obviously, you know, to get their aims done. And like the Masons and the Jews have been fighting since ancient, pre-ancient history, back and forth, and they're all intermingled. There's Jews that are in the Masons and Masons that are Jews, and back and forth, and they tried to marry into each other. And this is all that stuff that Alex Jones has talked about for a long time, how it's not just one mafia. You know, it's a bunch of mafias, bunch of secret societies, not so secret anymore, but a bunch of secret societies in the mix and fighting over the same turf, Earth, you know. And I just wish there was a society for the masses of people that we could kind of be in the mix well. But, you know, it seems if we're all a part of the Hegelian dialectic, that we're just going to be divided and conquered, you know, or not really have a voice or wrapped up in their plans. But I don't want to get too much off topic. I was just wondering if you ever heard about that, with the nuclear bomb being dropped by the Masons before.
Okay.
That rabbit hole.
Well, thank you. We're up against a hard commercial break too. Thank you for that one. Not gone down that rabbit hole. There's a lot of rabbit holes I haven't gone down these days, but I appreciate you calling to the show. Of course, folks, we'll be going back to the lines in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Why? Well, because it's the March Mega Sale. So you get up to 40% off your favorite supplements for the time being. And also, we got a couple more hours left in that t-shirt sale, the America 250 t-shirts, limited edition, $14.99 is the price. Again, that's going to go back up to $39.99 after this sale is over, which ends in about it's a couple hours, maybe a little less than 12 hours. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you snag it before it's too late. We also have iodine at the shop as well. And if you're a VIP member, you get 50% off. That is a massive, massive discount. We're thankful for your support of our efforts to bring out the truth, of course. So we're going to pass on a little bit of savings your way. If you're a VIP member, you get 50% off. If you're not a VIP member, though, we'll still give you 25% off right now over at thealexjonesstore.com.
CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public, that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites
use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. Third hour of the program is halfway through. Time just flies when you're having fun. We just got an alert, though, that Scott Benson was doing an interview. That's the Treasury Secretary, and he was interrupted and told that the president wanted to meet with him in clip 16. Take a listen.
I listened to you on the...
The president wants you... Sorry, the president wants you very much.
Oh, okay. Okay. No problem at all. See you shortly, Mr. Secretary.
You can work that in.
Mr. Secretary, I have to say, it's a first, I'm sure a last as well, that an interviewee has been pulled away to go to the Situation Room. How was the president? Was he stressed?
No, the president is in great spirits. The Iranian mission is proceeding well ahead of schedule. And you know, I have to tell you, Wolf, that I have a teenager who's considering military service, and I can give this team my highest compliment from President Trump to the head of the Joint Chiefs to the Secretary of War. I would... They say that I would trust my child's life in their hands.
Interesting take there. I don't know. Did he seem a little shook? Can't really tell. He kind of talks a little strange. Let's get back to the call list. Sean in Colorado, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Yeah, I'd like to talk about this this war a little bit, what it leads up to, because there's some specific things that I believe will happen that kind of lead up to biblical prophecy and all. I mean, pretty much the majority of the audience knows that this war is being led by Israel, right? This is not the interest of the United States, you know. This is all about Israel, and pretty soon all eyes are going to be on Israel here in the near future because we are very close to Revelation. I just want people to pay attention to signs because they're all here. This new border peace that's being created, I just want everybody to know that we can kind of see who's in charge at this point. We can make, I believe, accurate you know, interpretations of who we think the Antichrist could be at this point. And I believe, and I've been sounding off for quite a few years right now, being a caller, just trying to tell Alex Jones and everybody that the Antichrist is upon us. And I believe that man is none other than Jared Kushner himself, who's about to set up Trump. And that Trump is moments away from facing, you know, possible death here or assassination. They just tried to kill him not too long ago, and I do believe they'll succeed. The Simpsons has an episode where they show it, and I believe that's going to be the setup plan. They want to destroy his legacy and blame him for the fall of this country when this world gets switched over to a new world order, and this whole Board of Peace and everything is something to look at, and who's running it. It's been Jared Kushner. He's been at the front line running the show for a while now. He's been put things in place like, you know, for example, 2016, he single-handedly got the Senate to pass a criminal justice bill that basically allowed all these criminals out for early release dates and everything, all these violent offenders. And people wonder, you know, when all that started. Well, that was single-handedly done by Kushner, and people just don't realize this guy's been just setting the stage the whole time, running the Abraham Accords, and, you know, he's got the right bloodline, he's at the right place at the right time, and I believe he's that guy. But people got to start looking for signs, like the two witnesses that are soon going to be coming. I believe they start the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, and if there's any rabbit hole you guys got to go down, get past the whole thing where, like, the Jews run everything. Because, yes, they do, but what's deeper than that? It's the fallen angels. It's the devil and his fallen angels that are here running things. And the offspring of the fallen angels, the Nephilim, the Greys, the Draco reptilians, that's all real. So if you want to go down a rabbit hole, go down that and talk to guys like Steve Quayle that haven't been on the show for, like, 2+ years or so for a good reason, because he had a warning that he was coming out with, told Alex Jones, but he couldn't come back on the show to give the warning, so I'll just basically give it for him. The fallen ones are getting ready to reveal themselves, and people ought to go look up Steve Quayle, what he's doing lately, because you know, he's being threatened at the highest levels. The people that have the truth, and we'll show, you know, and we'll talk about the ETs, how people need to talk about them, not peaceful like Stephen Greer and all these guys are pushing the exact lie that's going to deceive humanity, that these ETs are peaceful and they're here to steer humanity in the right direction. That's the great lie, folks. So I'm here to urge, I'm warning you, if they're not talking how these fallen ones, these fallen entities are the offspring of the fallen angels, and they're just like, you know, pushing that they're good aliens or whatever, that is the lie. They are here to destroy us, enslave humanity, and deceive everyone's souls to hell. So trust in Christ now. Don't worship anything in some other image other than the image of Christ in man, our image. Don't worship anything.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Sean. No, Sean, we appreciate that. No, I'm with you on the Jared Kushner stuff. I'm not a real fan of Jared Kushner. And so when I see his fingerprints all over something, I'm just not in on it. So when we were talking about rebuilding Gaza and he's looking for investors, and I'm just like, oh, it's so sticky. It's so sticky with him. Sean, thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate your time. I want to keep the conversation going. And Jim in Montana, it's such a tough day for me. half morning. I'm not a morning person, guys. Jim, welcome to the show.
Since pre-9/11 and a supporter, and you are going to be sorely missed, my dear. You're a great journalist, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Jim. So, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I know everyone loves a good morning show. I will be helping Alex, though, with his next project, and we're going to work on that. So I won't be completely gone. It's just we're going to try to build up a news division, and that's something that Alex has really wanted to focus in on. So I'll be with him on that front, but not hosting the show every day. But thank you, Jim.
Yeah. So I wanted to kind of show you that the Senate is totally not for America. I honestly believe that. There's a bill. It's called No Tax Dollars for Terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
It's been sitting in the Senate, and they can't get it passed.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's right? that's I believe is the Tim Burchett bill, right?
Yeah. It's $40 million a week we send to the Taliban in Afghanistan. That's just one.
Yeah.
The SAVE Act. We've had the Real ID Act stuffed down our throats. To get a Real ID, which is your driver's license, you have to show all the crap that they're saying. So with Fetterman saying, yeah, just put it, you have to have a Real ID to vote. I'm good with that.
Yeah. No.
And the other thing is, your last caller on Jared Kushner, I'm not a fan of his. The peace board, all the countries that are on it, you know who gives the most? $10 billion from the U.S.
Yeah, that was the
commitment.
You know
who gives the least? Israel. They give zero. I just don't get it. And I'm looking at Iran and the Gaza Strip. Seems kind of similar, doesn't it? Just bomb them into nothing and then just take them over?
Yeah, Jim, that's the crazy part too, though, right? Because that was the reason why so many people who were against what happened in Gaza from going down. I mean, that was their big issue here is they were saying that this is just going to be used as a scheme to grab the land, a land grab, and then they're going to push to rebuild Gaza as if it's some noble cause. But I'd say it sounds like the same thing. I think the president even saying that Iran is going to be a new country once they get through with all of this. And so obviously that does set off the smoke alarms in my head, Jim.
And my last thing, the Palestinians, I'm not a Palestinian lover or anything, but they're sitting on, I believe it is 3 trillion cubic feet of natural gas that the Israelis have refused to let them tap into.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just keeping them down. And then when they start to do the rebuild, all of a sudden you're going to see Israel with natural gas.
Yeah.
Brianna,
Jim, we'll see.
Thank you.
I think you're right. And thank you, my friend. I appreciate you calling into the show. It's great always to hear from you, of course. Folks, I just got an alert, and this one's going to be interesting. Apparently, Michael Cohen was on with Lara Trump, and he is saying that he's blacklisted from outlets like CNN and MSNBC. That was like their old name. Now they're MS Now, whatever that means. But take a listen to this.
You kind of, I imagine at this point, must feel with all the pressure you've gotten from the Democrats, I assume from the media, that you've kind of been used as a tool to some extent just to simply attack Donald Trump, but also to just promote a political viewpoint. Do you feel like that?
I do. In fact, something that I think both of us understand all too well, that public life, there are expectations placed upon you. And it's sad because political groups and these media outlets, these independent outlets as well, it's not just that they hope, they demand that your voice reinforces the narrative that they already believe. You see, once your words are shaped by, you know, what one side wants to hear, The problem is you lose credibility. And the responsibility of anyone, like someone like yourself who has a television show, you have this podcast, you have a loud voice. The responsibility of someone speaking publicly is to remain independent of those pressures. And my approach to this is simple. I will always say what I believe. I will always say what I know to be accurate and truthful, even if it doesn't perfectly align with the expectations of either political party or the media outlet itself. I mean, basically, CNN, MS Now, they've both basically blacklisted me because they don't like the narrative that I'm portraying.
It is important to note that Daily Caller got comment from CNN, and they're saying that his allegations are completely false. He's not been blacklisted, but I mean, he is a prop. How did you not see it? It was right in front of your face, Michael Cohen. They were obviously utilizing you to spread whatever message they wanted to spread, to build the fire in the hearts of those who really despise President Trump. You were a tool. So now you're upset because you're no longer on cable news because they no longer need you? Come on. Come on. All right, let's get to our next caller. Bill, he runs the Loomer Fan Club, is online right now. Bill, welcome back.
Brianna, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend. How's everything?
Wow, it's everything is really, it's a lot, isn't it? It's overwhelming. I know everybody's like looking at so much stuff. And I was going to touch on some things about you and Alex and the show and moving on, but some of the other callers already hit that. And we've got next week to worry about you, you know. So politics are fluid. Mm-hmm. Politics are fluid. That's what I was going to call because you're moving on. Went along with my topic that I've been wanting to call in about politics are fluid. And, you know, you have to get what you can get when you can get it. So, you know, I first learned about you. You kind of came out of nowhere in my world. And then here you are. Next thing you know, you're on InfoWars. And then I can call in. And activists, you know, we want to do something to move the needle a little bit or help move the needle. So I found an opportunity. I can call in. Take back the words, blah, blah, blah. Politics are fluid. So you got to get what you can get, what you can get it. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. It helps people feel better about politics. Don't get so invested in any particular politician. Keep remembering, it's fluid. It's going to change. The Tea Party, MAGA, America First, this is just how it goes. Don't get worked up at times. Move on. But you just played Besant. Mm-hmm. And Besant is a big thing right now. That I hadn't heard him since he came back from getting called out. And that made me, you remember Bush, when Andy Card came up, when Bush was reading the little book of the goats to the kids in the school, and his chief of staff, Andy Card, comes in his ear, to Bush, 911, they just hit, blah, blah, blah. That's what, now, when I put the pieces together on Besant, first off, somebody had to make a decision. Call him out or don't call him out of the hearing, of the interview. No, call. We have to call him out. This is so important. What is so important to call him out? And then let him go back. And here, you know, when you saw, you asked kind of flippantly, oh, is he upset? He was so upset. Go watch that. I know people. And if you know Besant, he's a very sensitive person. You could see whatever he heard. When somebody whispered in his ear, it was like, holy shit. And what's going on around Twitter, around that whole story, is people are looking at Netanyahu's last video that's up on X and everywhere, Netanyahu's last little speech, because they're wondering, is Netanyahu alive? They find six fingers. Then they're putting the timing of that possible AI video to Besant when he got called out of that
interview? Bill, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay when he got called out of that interview. No, someone's trying to calm people down.
They're not important, Bill. We're important here.
They are. No, when he got called out of the interview, so you see where I'm going with this? What somebody made the decision, that was a big decision to pull him out of the interview. And then when he came back after hearing what you just played, he was totally blown, whatever he heard. So politics are fluid, you guys. Be cool. Be patient. Get what you can get when you can get it. Don't be worked up when things go sideways, because that's how they go.
Mm-hmm. Positive. That's my positive message. And we will see you next week and for your last week. And I don't believe it because Alex Jones always, I'm going to go away. But you know what? He never goes away. Alex Jones is always there. So.
I know. Well, it's crazy because, you know, Alex asked me to come on and help and fill in. And so we were doing that for a little bit, but I don't live in Austin. So, heading back home. But it's been a pleasure, obviously, Bill, and I look forward to taking your call again next week, of course. For those of you that missed the announcement yesterday, both Alex and I spoke about how InfoWars will likely be shut down on April 15th. Again, the dates itself change quite often. It's just because it's an ongoing legal battle. Obviously, Alex is continuing to challenge it. He's continuing to fight for InfoWars. And so that does, you know, sometimes stretch out the time a little bit longer. So as of right now, he believes it will be closed by April 15th. And now, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a vacation in the meantime. So that means when I come back from vacation, there will be likely no show. So, I will be departing as the host of the American Journal. And I think this show will be on hiatus for the most part. But I'm still working with Alex on another project. So don't think I'm going out anytime soon. We've got more to do. Bill, thank you as always for calling to the show. We greatly appreciate it, of course. I want to turn to our other buddy who's on hold right now, Mr. Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, welcome back.
You don't live in Austin. That's why I saw on your Instagram you were freaked out by the scorpion.
Yes.
You had to travel.
Yes,
that's
Andrew. It's very scary. It's still there.
Especially for us from Northeast. Like, we're not familiar with that. But we have bears. Like, people freak out when I tell them in New Jersey. There's, like, bears. One was over 700 pounds. But the last caller took my example of Bush when he kept reading the children's book.
Yeah.
But that could be staged, too. Like, if the interview gets too hard, just pretend you're being called out. But main reason I called, lastly, Jared Kushner, he's not going to put that on his resume that he's the Antichrist. But just want to say that with the attack on the Jewish school, and they would say, oh, you know, it's anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish, yet, and even the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, yet, number one, I would say, aren't they anti-Semitic? Because they let in the Islamic jihadists that want to eliminate the Jews, and they don't even call it an Islamic terrorist attack. They say it was an anti-Semitic. But who committed the attack? So to me, that they're just aiding and abetting anti-Semitism. And, and it's disgusting. Like, we've talked about the politicians, you know, and the slip and fall defense lawyer, you know, that you would not call it out for what it is because you're making political decisions. And even like a Jewish governor, you know, aren't you going to speak up about the, you know, immigration of, unvetted or Islamic terrorists? You know, it's horrible. So in my view, listening to her press conference, she's actually aiding and abetting anti-Semitism. But thanks for the call.
Andrew, love to hear from you. Thank you for calling, as always. Yeah, I mean, she's a coward for not even mentioning that. It's obviously a very important factor in all of this, so I'm with you on that. Let's turn to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I ask people, I like to say sometimes, what would have defined you as a conspiracy theorist in the past? And mm-hmm. I often ask people if they know what the national debt is, you know. And 20 years ago, it was about $3 trillion. And I'll ask people, hey, what's the debt? You know, what's the budget deficit? And they'll say something like, isn't it like $10 billion? And I'm like, well, no, it's $38.2 trillion. And Brianna, do you know what the interest was on the debt last year by any chance?
I'm going to look. Now that you're grilling me on this, though, so when I worked on Lou Dobbs' show, he always wanted the debt clock ready to go. And so we always had it ready to go. So I don't know off the top of my head. I'll let you answer that question, but this gives me Lou Dobbs vibes.
No. It's good. Because nobody knows, because they don't want you to know. The debt, the interest on the debt last year was $1.2 trillion. So that was the interest on the debt. Now, that's about a quarter of the federal tax revenue. So the other thing, so, you know, if I would have said to you, Brianna, 20 years ago, in 20 years, we're going to be almost $40 trillion in debt with a yearly interest on the debt of $1.2 trillion. You would have said I was crazy. And I probably would have said the same thing. I wouldn't have believed me. I would have been like, that sounds like the most outlandish thing that I've ever heard, right? So now, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but a guy told me to do this, and I didn't believe him when he told me, but if you spend $500,000 a day, every day for 3,000 years, and you can do this on a calculator, you can put 500,000 into the calculator, you can multiply it times 365, so that's every day for a year, then you multiply that times 3,000, which is 3,000 years, the number you get is around $500 billion. Brianna, sorry if I said that wrong. Yes, and to me, when I tell people that, it really puts it into perspective, because you spend $500,000 a day for 3,000 years, and you don't even get what the interest was on the debt last year. I mean, does that sound good to you?
Of course. No, it doesn't. It sounds like people setting up a future generation of Americans for absolute failure and the burden of having to figure out how to pay that off.
I'm going to leave you with this question. Do you know what the world's reserve currency was before the U.S. dollar? Know what it was?
Nope. Tell me.
Nope. It was the British pound. And they said, sound as a pound, for centuries it was the British pound.
Yeah.
And during the transition from the British pound to the U.S. dollar, it became official at the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II, but the preparation for making it the U.S. reserve, the world's reserve currency, in the early 30s, that's when Roosevelt confiscated citizens' gold and doubled the price of gold overnight on the recommendations of the Bank of England. So, again, the real question is, why are we in Iran? You know, and I'll ask you this. This will be the last question I ask you. Do you think Iran was doing its oil deals in the U.S. dollar? Do you think they were?
No.
I don't think so either, because that is the reserve currency. Mm-hmm. If you're going to buy oil, you buy the dollar, and then you buy oil. And if you don't want to do that, well, then it's going to be bad for you. That's how it was for Libya with Gaddafi, with Saddam. They did not want to do their oil deals in dollars in the U.S. dollar either. And unfortunately, this war is about enforcing the U.S.
Yes, Jason.
Dollar.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And I think you're onto something there. Jason, thank you for calling in. We're up against the hard break because the show is about to wrap up. But I appreciate everyone who's called in. Sorry we didn't get down the entire call list, but I greatly appreciate you guys all setting time aside. And we'll get to it again next week, of course. That does it for me on this edition of The American Journal. Alex is up next for The Alex Jones Show, so don't go anywhere. More to discuss. If we're going to go somewhere, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because, again, it's the March Mega Sale and last day to get those $14.99 special edition t-shirts. Head on over to the shop right now and do just that.
InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running till the 17th at theofficeswear.com and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.